Well, it's a drug more commonly associated with partying, but Australian researchers say that ketamine could become a popular drug for older Australians suffering from depression. University of New South Wales researchers say a pilot program at the Black Dog Institute has produced what they're calling some astounding results in a small group of patients over the age of 60. A much larger study is now underway to determine if the drug can be safely used across the wider population. Naomi Woodley reports.
Professor Colleen Liu led the pilot program, which treated 16 patients with low-dose injections of ketamine.
So what we noticed was that ketamine worked incredibly quickly and incredibly effectively. So we had people who had been depressed for years and had failed other treatments, including medications and counselling. And after a single injection of ketamine, they could be completely well in a day. That was astounding.
Professor Liu and her UNSW colleagues at the Black Dog Institute are conducting a much larger 3-year trial into the drug's effectiveness as a treatment for major depression. But she says the pilot program's results are very encouraging.
So this has tremendous implications for treating depression in everyone. And then after this study, we're also thinking including in the older age group. That's important because sometimes depression can be quite hard to treat in older people.
The pilot program was a blind clinical trial where patients were carefully monitored for 2 hours after each injection.
You have the woozy effects in the first hour or so, but the antidepressant effects kicked in later. And when we actually asked people about all the facets of depression, it wasn't like, you know, we thought they were better because it did one thing, like it made you sleep better or it made you eat better. All the symptoms of depression across the board disappeared.
Ketamine is sometimes known as the party drug Special K or as an animal anaesthetic. But Professor Liu says it has been approved for use as an anaesthetic or sedative for humans for decades. She says there are 2 thresholds to be passed before it can be considered a proven treatment for depression.
We need to have these kind of results in larger numbers of people, and that's the study we're currently doing. The second one is, if you give only one treatment, the effects tend to wear off after a few days. So you need to give multiple treatments. So the effectiveness and the safety of giving multiple treatment needs to be examined in further studies, and that's what we're also doing in our current study.
Psychiatrists say the research is welcome as there are significant gaps in their knowledge of the use of ketamine to treat depression. Dr. Kim Jenkins is the president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists.
Up until now, we've known that short-term use of ketamine leads to a rapid improvement in mood, but what we don't know enough about is in longer term use of ketamine, what the dosage should be, what the treatment protocol should be, and how safe it is in the longer term.
So the pilot program looking at some older patients perhaps reinforced what other studies have shown, but it is still this longer trial that's going to provide the most useful information to your community?
I think so, definitely. I mean, it's encouraging, and especially as this was looking at people over the age of 60 who've had otherwise treatment-resistant depression.
Dr. Jenkins says there are risks to using ketamine, and psychiatrists won't advocate its use until much more is known about its safety.
But occasionally, ketamine can produce its hallucinatory effects and hallucinatory behaviour and suspiciousness and paranoia and just disorganisation of thought. We need much more clarity around these side effects, and this is why there needs to be greater determination of what's the appropriate dosage and what's the treatment protocols so that you balance out any potential side effects against what could be considerable benefits.
The pilot program's findings have been published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry.
Naomi Woodley there, and Naomi and Adrian Francis prepared that report.